When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, Alex here. Today is Wednesday, March 17th, and what a crazy day we had yesterday in the market. Pretty solid gap up early and sold off the whole day. Retail sales fell much more than expected, but I have a feeling that's not what caused the enthusiasm from Monday to have waned. The yields on the 10-year bonds moved up again, and I believe investors are waiting to hear from Fed Chair Powell today at 1:30 before deciding on a direction. I recommend you go listen to Monday's episode about why interest rates matter so you get a better idea of what's going to happen today in the markets. In this episode, we're going to be looking at a strategy to create your own future in the stock market. Stay tuned. Jim Rohn, a famous entrepreneur and motivational speaker, somebody I listen to almost daily, once said, "Never wish life was easier, wish you were better." Jim earned millions of dollars many times over, and his teacher, Earl Schoaf, taught him a lot of secrets. We're going to talk about one of those secrets today. Now, Mr. Schoaf's lessons are practiced far and wide, so I wanted to bring them here to you so you can improve your results here in the markets. The number one takeaway from the majority of Mr. Schoaf's lessons was this: we are all subject to the laws of the universe, no matter what. If me, Jeff Bezos, and the Pope jumped out of a four-story window, we'd all probably suffer the same fate. The rule of gravity doesn't care who you are. Neither does the rule of electricity, fire, nothing. None of those laws, they all work regardless. If you use electricity right, you can light your home. If you use it incorrectly, you could be electrocuted. Now, how does this all relate to the stock market? Well, high prices can fall like a man from a building, unless supported. Both trading and fire can improve your life or destroy it. Enthusiasm in the markets is like electricity. When used correctly, it can increase the value of a stock. If used incorrectly, you get Nikola, Dogecoin, and other fleeting trends that have hurt people. Discover the laws and learn to use them to your advantage. Now, it's sometimes called the law of attraction, law of manifestation, the law of asking and receiving, the law of sowing and reaping. Whatever you want to call the law, it works the same. Mr. Schoaf suggested that you define exactly what you want in detail. And to complete the law, right? Because you can follow a lot of laws, right? But to complete the law, you have to do it in detail and on paper. For example, I don't just want to say I want a Tesla. No, I want to write on a piece of paper that I want a Tesla 2022 Model X with all-wheel drive, white interior, 22-inch turbine wheels, black and white interior, five-seater with auto-drive capabilities. When I'm trading, I don't just want to say I want to make some money trading options. No, on a piece of paper, I want to define that I'm a consistently profitable options trader, earning and receiving $500 to $1,000 a month in profits. The idea is the seed, right? We have a conscious, a subconscious, and a superconscious mind, right? The subconscious is what creates everything around us. Right, that's why so many people experience so many different realities, because what you've experienced in your life has shaped your subconscious, and what I've experienced in my life has shaped my subconscious. But our conscious mind determines what passes through into our subconscious. So in this example, we are creating something in our conscious mind and by writing it on paper, we are beginning to plant the seed into our subconscious mind. The idea is the seed. To plant it is to write it on paper and bring it into the physical world. And last and most importantly, and this is the missing piece that Mr. Schultz was talking about as well, is to write thank you. Thank you follows another law, right? The law of acceptance. You've accepted it. You know it's going to be yours and you know you're going to have it, right? A lot of people do the first two things, right? They'll have a goal. They'll write down a goal and they'll try to look at it every day to stay motivated. But this isn't about motivation. This is about using the laws, right? Like gravity, like getting on an airplane, right? Like electricity, like flipping a switch. We're trying to use a law in its entirety. Writing thank you not only says, okay, all these things are coming to me, but I'm already grateful for it, right? I'm already happy that it's coming. And me experiencing that happiness, right, is, again, having that seed and putting it away and watering it with that those feelings and those emotions. Right. And when you write this seed, when you write this idea down, put it away. Right. You wrote thank you on it. You've enacted and invoked the law of acceptance. Put that seed away. I can't tell you how many pieces of paper I have in my house. I have it in the back of books, in the bottom of my backpack. I have pieces of paper all over my house that have seeds written on them. Right. That say exactly what I want in detail. Right. Like a farmer. If I put a seed into the ground and when I want to plant apple trees, I don't just use one seed, right, to make apple trees, right? I'm planting a whole bunch of them. I'm planting a whole, an orchard? Orchard? Yeah, an orchard of apples, right? I'm planting a bunch of seeds, right? If you look at the base of a tree today, any type of tree, at the bottom, you'll see a bunch of seeds in the floor because not every seed becomes a tree. So you want to plant many seeds, right? But again, the law of acceptance, the one thing that we can do in our minds that we can't do with physical seeds is make sure every seed gets in the ground and water all of those seeds. And like a farmer, remember, you don't want to dig that seed up, right? It'll never grow. If I put an apple seed in the ground and tomorrow I go dig it up to see if it's okay, and I put it back in the ground and I walk away and I come back 2 days later and I dig it up to see, it'll never grow that way. Put it into ground and leave it because that represents your belief in the law. You digging up the seed every day shows a lack of faith, right? You doubting it every day and checking on it every day shows a lack of faith. If you're up $1,000 and your goal is to get to $2,000, and you lose some money, and now you suddenly doubt the law, right? That's a lack of faith in the law, right? So once you say thank you, and you believe it, and you plant it, what happens when you're guaranteed something? It's like this stimulus check. When people saw that it got approved, the amount of tweets that went out and memes that went out, people physically felt good. They began shopping before they even had the money, right? That's how we should be with our ideas and our goals. You will physically feel different every time you see what you've asked for, right? If you knew that was a stimulus coming, you feel good that he said stimulus. You feel good that he said the amount of money that's coming. You feel good that it said that, oh, it passed the House. You felt great when it said, okay, he passed the Senate. You feel even better when Biden signed it into law. And then when that money hit your account, you were elated. And all along that time, you kept feeling better and better and better. And we can do that for a stimulus check, but we can't do that about our goals, right? When I said I wanted a 2022 Tesla Model X with all-wheel drive, white interior, 22-inch turbine wheels, black and white interior, 5-seater with auto drive capabilities, every time I see a Model X on the street, I say thank you because I know that it's coming. It may not be here yet, but me seeing that Model X is the universe telling me that it's coming. Remember, the universe doesn't speak in words, right? This isn't the Bible, right, where you're going to see the universe speaking to me in red ink, right? The universe speaks by showing you glimpses of what you want. So when I see that Model X, right, I feel good. And that's a compound effect of planting seeds in your subconscious because your subconscious begins to make it happen. Your conscious mind begins to feel good because they're seeing parts of the reality they want being created for them. Every time I earn profits, right? And not only earn it, but keep the profits on a trade, right? Because you can have a trade, put in $50, it runs up to $500, and you end up losing on the trade because you stayed in too long. Or you took it at 100 and it really went to 500. Every time I earn and keep profits on a trade, I say thank you, because I know the account balance that I'm seeking is now seeking me. Remember, the universe abhors a vacuum. The universe doesn't like space. So in between me wanting a goal and that goal is space. And my subconscious begins to fill that space. And my conscious mind now, because I'm starting to physically see it and physically feel good, that conscious mind is beginning to fill that space. And the universe is filling that space. Right? And that's the second part of it. Not only are you writing it down in detail and being very specific of what you want in the universe and then planting the seed and not looking at it and allow the universe to water it and allow your subconscious to create it and allow your conscious to feel good because it's seeing the fruits of your labor. Right? That is the power that Mr. Schof taught Jim Rohn and taught millions of other people. And I'm here to tell you that maybe not millions, but of the thousands of people that tune in to this podcast every day, I'm talking to just you right now. Yes, you. You're the type of person that can have everything you want in this world. You have the ability and the intelligence and the bravery to do anything and go anywhere in the world that you want. It's yours because you're that type of person. I'm telling you that now. Too many coaches and teachers and traders and Twitter are telling people what to buy and what to sell instead of how to think, right? And how to feel. You can decide exactly what you want, right? If I were to ask you tomorrow or a week from now what it is that you want in your life, would you be able to describe it to me in detail? I want you to think about that. Before I listened to Mr. Schof, I couldn't tell you. Somebody would ask me, I would say, I want to be a millionaire. I want to retire my family. I want to own, this many houses. Like, I can give you a rough estimate of what I want, but I couldn't tell you in detail exactly what I want, right? Do you want a lot of money like I did? Be careful and define exactly what you want. To say that you want to earn and receive that money. So many people work and work really hard and have earned money, but their paycheck does not show it, right? Those are people who are disgruntled and upset about their job and they feel like they should be making more money. Because, yeah, they may have earned it, but they're not receiving it, right? I mean, if you decide you want money, you'll end up with the money, but not in the capacity that you want. You may end up being a banker. You may say, I want to make a lot of money. I want to count a bunch of money. I want to see a lot of money. I just want to have it in my hands. You might just end up a banker if you're not careful, right? If you don't follow the law, the universe will give you what you're asking for, but it just won't be in the capacity that you envisioned in your mind because you didn't put it into the universe in detail. Do you want to learn to trade stocks and options? Be careful that you define that you want to learn how to trade profitably and consistently in stocks and options, not only earning the money, but receiving it and keeping it, and be specific the amount of money that you want, right? There are a lot of people who learn and know how to trade stocks and options. It's not hard. It's very easy to do. And with Robinhood, it literally takes 10 minutes to make an account and 2 minutes to put on a trade. Not even. I'd say a minute to put on a trade, right? It's not hard to answer the first question. Do you want to learn to trade stocks and options? What's hard is defining specifically how much money you want and what kind of trader you want to be. Do you want to be a once-in-a-lifetime win and lose trader, or you want to be a consistently profitable trader who trades stocks and options and earning the money, receiving it, and keeping it? A lot of people earn money in the stock market and give it right back. A lot of people receive money and give it right back, but not a lot of people keep that money. Be specific. I want you to try this exercise out for a month and let me know if you have more success trading. And I bet you will, because it worked for me. Write down your goals for trading in painstaking detail and envision it. Say and write thank you on the bottom of that piece of paper. Fold it and plant it, right? Plant that seed. Put it away in a drawer, under a mattress, wherever. Every time you earn and take profits on a trade, say thank you. You can earn any amount of money you want as long as you define it, you accept it, and you feel the emotions of actually having it. Hey, I know mindset and self-development aren't the most popular topics in this space. Everyone wants to know the next big trade idea. However, the stock market and all its participants are still subject to the laws of nature. High prices can fall like a man from a building, unless supported. Trading and fire can improve your life or destroy it. Discover the laws and learn to use them to your advantage. This has been your host, Alex Cunningham, saying be well and remember, as you begin searching for answers to life's challenges, don't seek security. Seek adventure.